This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The town of Carbondale and a group of nonprofits want to repair a stretch of the Crystal River just downstream of the fish hatchery. On Wednesday, the public can learn about the project and give feedback. Wyatt Orm has more.
The town of Carbondale and a group of nonprofits want to repair a stretch of the Crystal River just downstream of the fish hatchery. On Wednesday, the public can learn about the project and give feedback. This half-mile stretch of the Crystal River is severely degraded, according to consultants, due in part to generations of agricultural use. Invasive weeds line parts of the bank, and the riverbed has been tampered with over time, disrupting fish habitat. Matt Annabelle of Aspen Valley Land Trust, one of the partners in the effort, says the goal is to create an engaging wildland park. The public meeting starts at 6 on Wednesday at the Carbondale Library. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.
Middle school students and local designers came up with ideas for Carbondale's Youth Art Park. Now, the public is invited to vote on their favorites. Arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay has more.
Andrea Korber, owner of architecture and planning firm Land and Shelter, worked with teams of 7th graders at Carbondale Middle School to design models for the park, which is a part of the Rio Grande Artway. She says the students have a perspective that many adults have lost touch with.
They're much more tapped into their creativity.
The models are on display at the Carbondale Library. The top vote getters will be integrated into the final plan. Voting closes May 15th. Kristen Kay, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
State lawmakers are looking at ways to change how complaints against lawmakers are handled. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Multiple harassment allegations surfaced last session, and lawmakers even voted to expel one of their own because of them. The proposed changes would make it easier for victims to report bad behavior by creating a nonpartisan office to field the complaints. And if a bipartisan committee of lawmakers finds someone is guilty of harassment, the report could be made public. The public would also get to see an annual report detailing the number of allegations and the outcome of investigations. A Senate committee will discuss the proposal on Monday. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.